Rob Webber's broke his arm out for 8 weeks. AJ McGinn to come off with it. We didn't know what it was. Pulled hamstring, glute. He's training tomorrow, so it'll be a late fitness test, but hopefully he'll play.
In terms of just having a look at the squad, there was like Peter Stringer, Brian Majority, are they sort of out at the moment? Is there any sort of update on the longer injuries as well?
No injuries. Mike Haley, Mark Jennings and Tom Arscott and Sam Tuitupo are injured, but the rest aren't. It's just picking what we think's right.
If AJ is out, there's sort of no hesitation to putting Dan Mugford in or putting someone like Sam James at 10?
No hesitation. Dan Mugford will start at 10 if that's the case.
And would you then have possibly Sam as a backup 10, or would it be Tom Morton, or have you kind of got options?
Yeah, we've got a couple of options, but we're hoping that AJ is going to make it through.
Just sort of reacting to Friday, it was obviously a kick away from winning the game, but you didn't sound too happy with the performance overall. Is that kind of the main thing, performance levels?
Yeah, we've got high expectation levels, and I didn't think we hit them expectation performance levels. Not an attitude, that was good and stuff, but we didn't play particularly well. Notwithstanding the fact we should have won the game in the last minute, we can do better, and we'll do better this week, hopefully.
Do you think part of that's down to because of the amount of new players you had starting, that you've got to kind of maybe settle into? I know you've had two pre-season games, but playing the Premiership's a different beast. Do you think it's all that, maybe a couple of weeks just to get to know each other and how each other play?
Well, I certainly think the pressure of it does make people make irrational decisions. So hopefully another week's training, another more comprehensive look at ourselves, we'll show that we know what we're doing.
In terms of the new boys, are kind of happy how they're all settled in, and kind of, I think there's six starters, wasn't there?
Yeah, happy with them all settled in. Some have, you know, not hit the heights that we expect them to hit, but you know, we know that they're here for a reason, and over the next 2-3 months they'll settle in.
Harlequins on Friday, first kind of Friday since you announced the move back in the summer. It's kind of a, do you think you're hoping everything goes well, just because of like this is a big almost moment from the club going back from Saturdays to Friday, that you kind of get a big crowd in, get a win, get the crowd behind you?
Well, yeah, we're hoping that. I mean, we did a survey and it was unanimous that we went back to Fridays with the fans, and you know, we've worked hard with the stadium, with the local authority, so hopefully the egress and stuff is easier, and ultimately we've got to turn up and win. And if we can do that, then it'll be a great night.
I know when Lawrence Jones was here and he was talking about, you know, changing the fan experience, is all that going to come into Friday? Is that going to start over the next few months? Or,
well, I think we're extending the marquees outside. The service levels are guaranteed to be higher inside the stadium, so you know, ultimately people are here for a night out and watch the rugby, and that's what we've got to give them, a good entertaining game.
Harlequins were maybe not their best against Bristol, but packed full of internationals, and it was March, I think you beat them, wasn't it? But I guess you're expecting a very tough game.
Yeah, it'll be a tough game. They've got a new change of leadership and some new players, so they'll be throwing everything at us to get two on the top. So for us it's you know, back to the grindstone at the AJ Bell, and grind out another successful season here.
And that's such important, isn't it? Because that whole basis of your campaign last year was your home form. People hated coming up to the AJ Bell, getting off to a good start at home for your home fans.
Yeah, and I think for 2 or 3 years, if I'm honest, you know, not many sides have come and had a lot of success, but that only happens if we play well and stick to our game plan.